There is a sign which is known as a watermelon stomach, which may be detected on the endoscopy of the patients with systemic sclerosis. So what is watermelon stomach? It is a striped appearance, just like the striped appearance of a watermelon, which can be seen on the mucosa of the stomach during endoscopy because of the gastric enteral vascular ectasia. So it gives it a watermelon appearance, hence called the watermelon stomach. Eye changes in systemic sclerosis due to the fibrosis, the lids become very tight, and that's why there is a lack of or inability to draw the lower eyelid downward, which is known as engram sign. So there is tightness of the lids, diminished tear secretion, keratoconjunctivitis sicca, and retinopathy. Retinopathy may be associated with the hypertension, whereas the diminished tear secretion, keratoconjunctivitis sicca may either be due to association with Sjogren syndrome, or it may be due to the sclerosis of the tear ducts, decreased production, whatever you can say. All of these are linked together, depending upon the severity or the stage at which the patient presents. Then we have other features such as can you predict which patients of Raynaud phenomena will go on to get systemic sclerosis? Yes, definitely. When we do the complete examination, then we go for investigations like nail fold capillaroscopy. So if there is findings such as dilated tortuous loops and there is a capillary dropout, the capillaries are reduced in numbers, and definitely we say that yes, the patient is developing systemic sclerosis. Then we have certain questions regarding the treatment, which I'm going to discuss in the voice note of treatment.